'Tis the hour of round table with myself, Ryan Gurgur Price, Lord Liming.
Did you just say Gurgur?
Someone once said that to me.
Gurgur.
Big brother Ryan.
Yeah, oh.
Which made me feel old, but it's endearing, so I allow it.
You do realize Gurgur is also a term for like princesses in Qing Dynasty.
Wait, what? Princesses?
Yeah.
Princesses?
Yeah,
like princess. The girls?
Yeah, female.
Oh, man. Okay, I'm not going to use that in my name anymore. So we have Lord Liming.
Oh, hey.
And the sweet New Honglin.
Hi.
In the studio. Guys, it's a special day today. And mm-hmm. I've said it like 50 times during this show, so you shouldn't be surprised. Today is the Qixi Festival.
Mm.
Have you prepared some carefully chosen gifts for your significant other? If not, you might want to prepare for the single dog life. But if you are going to celebrate this love festival, it is important to note it is different from the Western Valentine's Day. Guys, I feel the love in the air, but it could just be this studio because I do love you guys. You're amazing. But let's discuss specifically this festival.
Sure. So we know that the Western Valentine's Day is actually a sad story because the couple didn't make it at the end. And that was a sad, sad day.
I don't want to cry.
Yeah, but the Chinese Lover's Day is actually a happy day, especially for
That's
the couple Niu Lang and Zhi Nu. Actually, the day falls on the seventh day of the seventh month on the Chinese lunar calendar. And the festival originated from the romantic legend of these Niu Lang Zhi Nu couple.
I have a question. Does the seventh day of the seventh
month.
Lunar month have any special meaning here?
It's like both seven.
Both seven?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because we have like the fifth day on the fifth month is the Chongyang Jie, the day for elderly people.
Yes. So we like numbers.
Yeah. Double numbers.
Yes.
Me too. Okay, continue.
Yes. So this lovely couple, Niu Lang and Zhi Nu, they love each other so much, but Zhi Nu is actually a fairy or a ancient time goddess, if you may. She lives in the heaven, and Niu Lang is a human being. He lives on earth. So, well, the heaven decide that they should not be falling in love. But the heaven has their mercy. So they believe even though you're not allowed to be fall in love, to live together, but since you're already in love with each other, so we'll allow you to see each other one day each year. So every year on the seventh day of the seventh month, according to traditional Chinese calendar, they are allowed to meet each other on Que Qiao. So Que Qiao is actually a bridge that is made by magpie.
Magpies.
That the kind of bird that the bird admired the true love. So they decided to use their body to form this bridge for this couple to meet
across
each
the Milky Way.
Other across the Milky Way.
That is a Milky big River. Bridge.
Yeah, and in some versions, it's not magpies, but crows. But you get the point.
Yes.
Thanks.
So the point is, this day is a happy day in Chinese culture. It is a day that lovers should stay together and celebrate their love.
Okay. That does sound happy, you know? I mean, once a year, a human being getting to kind of see his love, who is a god, basically a separation of two lovers, but one day a year. They get to see each other. True love is strong.
Yes.
And can, you know, they can stay in love and wait for that one day and still be in love. But I have a question then. So we understand the origins of this, but how do people, you know, these days celebrate Qixi Festival?
Well, sometimes...
Liming, how are you? You know what? Skip that question. Liming is a married man.
Okay.
And Liming, I'm going to throw you on the spot here and say, how are you going to celebrate Qixi?
Well, before I answer that question, there's a little clarification that I have to do. I realized I just said the fifth day on the fifth month was
the elderly people's.
But no, actually, that's the Dragon Boat Festival. And the ninth day on the ninth month is for the elderly people. And then because 9 sounds like long, and we want elderly people to live long.
It's okay. Guys get dates confused. There's a perfect example, Nuhong. It's not our fault.
It's not your fault.
And likewise, I'm probably going to play the card again. I forgot all about Qi Xi today.
Lai Ming!
Well,
you know, he reveals so much on air that maybe his wife listens to that could get him in trouble, but maybe she doesn't. But now that we've reminded you, Lai Ming, what are you going to do?
Well, on Lai Ming's defense, I got to say, traditionally, this festival is not only about celebrating love, because back then, girls, actually, they listen to this love story and they admire this love story. And actually, Zhinyu is a very skillful lady who knows how to sew things. So ancient Chinese girls, they realize, if I pray to Zhinyu, maybe I will be as skillful as she is, and maybe I can get a good husband as she did. So this day, they actually pray to Zhinyu to make sure that Zhinyu would give them some idea of how to make the perfect looking fabric that will excite other people.
If a TV series that I've recently watched is any reference, it appears that some girls in ancient times, they try and float a needle on a bowl of water.
Oh, yeah.
If the needle can float, then that means the girl is being blessed by Zhinyu with her talent, and probably she'll get a good husband.
And they even had this competition in who can put a thread into the hole on the back of the needle the fastest.
That's even more... That's even crazier.
Yeah, it's very much fun. You think about very pretty girls in ancient time sitting around each other playing while trying to compete. Who can put a thread in a hole on the back of a needle?
It's like a tea party, only
tea party.
I'm assuming this is how it was celebrated in the past,
Because
now, you know, even with Valentine's Day, we just give flowers and chocolate. I hope Qi Xi isn't needles floating on water and these kind of... How are the modern day, maybe couples, celebrating this day?
I don't know. I've been married so long. I don't know how those unmarried people celebrate.
You are just digging yourself a grave, buddy.
but I imagine maybe...
Well, what would you do? I mean, there's no wrong answer here, basically, right? It's just showing somebody one time a year that you really love, that you love them.
I know businesses really want people to spend money. But for each individual couples, I think it's important that we know what the other part really wants. And for my part, what I would like to do is perhaps I would recommend to my wife that maybe we go out and see a movie.
Yeah.
Or seek out a good restaurant that we can go. I know she enjoys spicy food, so I will look out for something like that's spicy. If we didn't have hot pot yesterday, I would certainly look for a hot pot place where we can go and enjoy spicy food.
Yeah.
And then more maybe now that we're married, we're no longer
It's one day
active.
A year, Lai Ming. You can be romantic one day a year.
Perhaps I'll just like every other day I'll cook for her.
You can be romantic one day a year, Lai Ming. But I mean, first of all, what Lai Ming said I think is actually a very good point. Lai Ming knows his wife, and he's saying he knows what makes her happy. So today he knows what he needs to do to make her feel special. And that is very important, I think, on days like Qi Xi, right?
Yeah.
Nuhong Lin, what do you think?
What
are these kids and elderly, all these lovebirds out there, what are they doing?
Well, I think the lovebirds are doing what they have been doing for the whole year long. That is to get together, talk about their love, having a date night or something. That is why I highly recommend them to learn the history of the Qi Xi Festival, to actually know what ancient people are doing, what's the original cause of the festival. And also, we've been talking about girls competing for their needlework. Actually, yeah. Guys have something that they can do.
Okay.
Because girls are...
Hold on, I want to write this down. Go ahead.
Because girls beg for great needlework, and that is the skill that girls need the most. Mm-hmm. Ryan is actually putting note down. He's a good student.
Girl part. I want to know the guy part.
Guys, they should also be begging for the skills for them.
Like
that is
cows.
How to take tests well in ancient time. So now maybe it can be
I'm
a festival.
You're going to study.
That
I'll be single my whole
life.
You can
worship the god that's giving you blessing during exams and maybe learn how to do stuff and have good luck
in examination.
Is
there a god for cheating on exams? I feel like that would be the better god for me.
I feel like there shouldn't be one.
The funny thing for me is that to see a festival evolve during time, with time passing, the festival started as a day that girls praying for needlework and then started to be a day where guys can beg for good grades during exams. And then here it is a day that we use it as a lover's day in China. And that is very interesting
to me. I think it's always been about love, that like the complementariness of a man and a woman. And I mean, the origins, those days were much more practical, you know. Survival and how we lived was very different.
That's
so
true.
Of course, you know, that kind of love and how they showed it was so different, and I understand that. But we're in a modern day, you know. We don't knit stuff necessarily anymore.
No.
We go to, I don't know, H&M and buy it, or wherever you like to buy your clothes. But I think, folks, you know... It's important to show the person that you're with every day that you love them. But, you know, there are these special days. And I'll tell you what, I've had girlfriends in the past. And what I've learned is that on these special days, even though every day should be special, I think there's expectations. And if you really love somebody, fulfill those expectations, because that's important. Even though you both know you love each other, go out on a mountaintop and say, I love ya! But that brings us to the end of today's roundtable. Thank you so much for your company and happy Friday. Happy Friday. Yeah, and happy Chi Chi. Don't forget, guys, you can find us on our podcast. We're all over the place, but at Roundtable, Yuanzhou, Hui Yi. That's it for today. Bye-bye.